Nadine.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. I am Luigi, with the American branch of the Whole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, Chelsea Handler thought the sun and the moon were the same object until she was 40. Then, I'm the cop who strip-searched Greta Thunberg following her arrest. Then, airlines are checking vaxoid hearts if you want to work as a pilot. And for the finale, Pepe thread, Apu Apu Staya thread. Oh man, it's gonna be a great fucking show today. Gonna be fucking amazing. Gonna be great. Open Mind says, too much shilling this episode, Luigi. Too much shilling. I shilled too much. Too much shilling. I shield. Was I a bad boy? Open Mind. Was I a bad boy? Better unsubscribe from me. I'm sorry. Better unsubscribe. I'll go back to zero. I was a bad boy. Was I at 100 episodes yet? Did I hit my 100 episode shield limit? Let's check. Look. 360. We're a little over halfway there. We're almost halfway. I may have jumped the gun a little. on the 100 episode shield. You're right. I can't do that. Today it's 50 episodes. Tomorrow it's every 2 episodes. The after that it's every 1 episode. What am I even thinking, Open Mind? You're right. Foolish Lou Schilling. How dare I say to subscribe to my channel and give me money? Give me Dogecoin. Give me meme currency. Give me all the monies. Give me Monero. Donate. We gotta hit our limit today, guys. We gotta hit our $333 limit. We have to hit our limit today. Make sure you donate. We're not gonna get a bonus show on Saturday. You want your bonus Saturday show, don't you? Don't you want your bonus Saturday show? Where the fuck did they put paint? Windows accessories. Where the fuck are the accessories? The paint. Here we go. Oh man, I got you. I got you so fucking covered. Open Mind. Look, Open Mind. Here we go. Open Mind. Holy fuck. No, black. Here we go, Open Mind. We got it, Open Mind. We got it. Look, this is Open Mind's donation. Open Mind's donation is fine. Guys, we're only 5% of 100% of the donations. Donate now. Give me money. You want your bonus show, don't you? Or something? I'm shilling. Give Lou money. Fuck, I'm done. Here's my progress bar. No. Negative, because you left membership. He's negative. No more membership for Lou. Oh, I love you. I love you, Open Mind. I'm sorry. Are you mad at me? Mad at me because I may have leaked your actual account name a little. Sorry. Do I need to delete that episode? Did I fuck up? Oops. I'm sorry. I don't know how Odyssey handles things. I don't know. There's like multiple channels and usernames, and I don't know how it all works. Whatever. My bank account will end up getting banned. I'll get the short end of the stick, Open Mind. It would be me. Whatever. Was that shilling? Did I just shill for a while? Or was that shill or was that comedy? Who knows? Maybe it was both. Let's get to the actual fucking show, shall we? Chelsea Handler thought the sun and the moon were the same object until she was 40. It's a Breitbart article and a picture of Chelsea Handler, and I assume the article. Let's just go to the fucking article. Oh, yep, it's the article. It's literally a picture of the article. High quality. Comedian-y? What the fuck? Comedian-y? What the fuck word is this? Is this a real word?
Comedian.
That's how you spell comedian. You gotta be fucking with me. Are you fucking with me? Is that the first time I've ever seen the word comedian spelt out? Is that right? And what is... am I having a fucking stroke right now? Am I stroking out? This is how you spell comedian? Okay, I'm gonna put it on the screen for a little while. This is weird. This is weird. Comedian edition, I guess. What the fuck kind of word is that? That just... I must have had a mini stroke or something, and I just have never seen the word comedian on paper. Comedian Chelsea Handler has claimed to have believed the sun and the moon were the same celestial entities until the age of 40 when her sister corrected her. Handler, age 47, so only 7 years ago this happened? Wow, I thought she was like 80 years old or something. Handler, age 47, made her startling admission to late-night host Jimmy Fallon ahead of her hosting the Critics' Choice Awards. Handler gave no clarification as to whether or not she was joking. Probably not joking. I bet she was serious. My older sister Simone looked up at the sky and said, "Chelsea, look up. It's not often you get to see the sun and the moon at the same time." Handler recalled of the moment. "I was like Scooby-Doo. I'm like, ruh? What? Ruh-roh." This is a really low-quality article, really. I mean, this is low-quality. Well, whatever. First, this is low-quality, and this is what my show is. My show is low-quality, I guess. Fuck. We do it live here at Pole News America. I just pick threads and we figure them out if they're shit live. It was Chelsea Handler, so I assumed it was going to be shit. That's why it's the first thread. But did I think it'd be this shit? Did I think it'd be this shit? No. No. This is a pretty bad story. Oh, is this the clip? No. Why are you... So let me get this fucking straight. This entire article is... This entire article, guys. This article right here. All of this writing right here is just recapping what this video was. These people get paid to do this? What the fuck? Honestly, just have ChatGDP is doing these people's jobs for them, isn't it? He probably is like, write a summary of article for this video, please, ChatGDP, GTP, whatever the fuck the syllable letter, whatever the fucking syntax lettering thing for that AI is. What, the chat AI. When they probably get the chat AI to write these articles for them, and then they get paid $30, $50 an hour, whatever the fuck they get paid in those big jobs to do nothing all day. I think they actually get paid minimum wage, surprisingly. How do you live in a city and get paid minimum wage? How the fuck does that work? Why would you do it? So I want to be an author. I want to be a news person and write the news. I want to make news. Literally. Whatever, that was low quality. Chelsea Handler. Oh, I guess we haven't watched the video yet. I guess we should do that.
Chelsea Handler, come on!
Oh my god, how you guys?
Chelsea Handler's the epitome of, I cheated my way through school, and then when I got out of school, I fucked my way through work. Cheat way through school, fuck way through work. Probably fucked her way through school too. With the teachers.
Yeah, oh my god, I love you.
Hi guys.
Welcome back.
Look
to
at this handsome array of men.
Yeah, we do have a good crew. There's a party. Over here.
She paused. She almost said niggers. She almost said niggers. She had to catch herself there. It was a pause because she had to make sure she didn't say anything fucking racist, like niggers.
Party over there, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I want to get into Revolution, your stand-up special on Netflix. It's fantastic, but first we have things to cover.
First we have things to cover. Jimmy, man, your fall into obscurity and oblivion is just sweet to watch. Chef's kiss.
In the Critics' Choice Awards.
I am, Sunday night. We got to keep the vibes high.
Chelsea Handler to host the Critics' Choice Awards. Who'd she fuck to get that job?
That's fun. Excited.
Yeah. I mean, people are...
Yeah, I just sucked this Jewish dude's dick for the job.
Safer now around me since I've been to therapy. They don't have to fear.
Wow.
You know?
Since I've been to therapy and I'm taking all my medications, I'm just a good goyim.
I'm not going to go in there and skewer people. I think it needs to be a really fun night. You do it really well.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, she had a nose job. Why did you have a nose job? Holy fuck, your nose looks Michael Jackson yuck now. It's way too small.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm going to just copy what you do.
No, that's perfect. No, that's Sunday night then. So that's
Sunday night, Critics' Choice Awards. I'm really excited.
Yeah, go for it.
That's going to be fun.
But then
Ooh, her nose is so ugly now. Holy fuck, what did you do to it? You ruined your nose, you dumb bitch. You dumb bitch. Ew. Look at that ugly schnoz now. Yeah, I can't even zoom in on my video editor or something. It's ugly.
Also, I if you love Chelsea Handler like I do, you get to see more of you. You're also guest hosting on The Daily Show.
Oh, yes. I'm excited about that, too.
Oh, she must be sucking lots of nigger dick.
People are talking about that because they're like, that's going to be great.
Yeah, I have a lot of people that... I need to go off on in like a public forum.
Yes.
So I'm going to save it and skip this Critics' Choice Awards for that because these are Hollywood people. You know how sensitive everyone is. And then I'm just going to go straight.
You're
for the jugular when I get over the Daily Show.
When you do your special Revolution, by the way, when you.
Yeah, do your hard comedy on the Daily Show. Do your hard comedy where people will see it on the Daily Show. Sure. Hit all those rightoids on The Daily Show. Wow. Ugh. Puke-inducing.
You do that. You talk about your family. You're very specific. You talk about a lot of people in your family.
Yes.
And do they get upset? And they go, hey, wish you didn't bring that up.
Well, I give them a warning now. As I've learned over the years, it's more sensitive of me to tell them.
I can't stop looking at her tits. Holy fuck, she knows what she's doing.
That it's happening before it happens, but still do it. And I, like I said to my nephew, I said this time, I have a whole run about him. And
it's so funny.
And I told him when he came to see me perform, I said, listen, Jakey, he's my firstborn nephew, so, you know, he's sensitive too. Yes. And I said, there's a bit about you, and it's not pleasant, you know, it's not flattering. And he said, okay. And I do, and then he saw the show. And then afterwards, I said, so how did you feel about
this? Oh, this is so, I can't even watch this. Holy fuck, where's the part? Where's the fuck? I gotta go onto YouTube and look at the transcript and get the exact part, because holy fuck, this is torture. This is literal fucking torture. I'd rather kill myself right now than continue watching this. At least this copy-pasted article is good for one thing, and that's finding where the spot is in the video. I would have had to watch another 2 minutes, guys. 2 minutes to find this without Google transcript. Thank you, Google AI. Thank you for skimming this video and meticulously transcribing it so I could find it easily. Thank you, AI.
I didn't know until I was 40 years old that the sun and the moon were not the same thing.
I find this hard to believe.
That was completely serious. That was not a fucking joke, you stupid AI. That was not a fucking joke, AI article.
What are you talking about?
I was shocking to me as well. I mean...
Because you're dumb bitch.
Of course, it must have been more shocking to you.
I was in Africa. We were on safari.
I was in Africa on a fucking safari because I'm rich as fuck and I've never had to worry about anything in my goddamn life because I have a fucking hot ass body and I have cleavage.
Sister and I were riding an elephant and there was a man riding an elephant.
I was riding a fucking elephant. I was riding a fuck. God, I hate this woman.
Elephant for us because we don't know.
This is the epitome of what women have given up and also still have to this day. Yeah, I mean, you still have it, you fucking idiots. She's taking advantage of it. She knows how to walk the line and suck nigger dick, and she knows whose dick to suck and what to say to get money and push to the forefront of shit. I mean, she's known as a dick sucker. She's known as a whore. That's literally all she knows. She's known as. It's not a comedian. She's a comedian in that it's a ha-ha, I suck dick to get ahead in my job. That's ha-ha, it's all laugh. So funny, Chelsea. I'm done. We're done with this now. We're done with that now. We're done with that now. OP says, are science-worshipping leftists really this retarded? Kind of. It's more of a religion now, really. It's more of a religion. South Park kind of had it right. Those Jews kind of knew what was going to come. This Confederate says, so in 40 years, she never once saw the moon out during the day. Dude, she was probably too busy inside drinking alcohol. And also, she probably saw the moon in the sky. I thought it was like a projector or something. She was stupid as shit, man. This America says, literal who? Dude, she's fucking Chelsea Handler. She's the slut of Hollywood. Duh. This America says, women are so unfunny, they can literally be professional comedians and people take them seriously. Chelsea Handler's just literally a slut. Known slut. How many STDs does that bitch have? Look at this handsome array of men. Immediately into niggers. Yes, I know, man, I know. I thought the same thing right away. The delay was the best part. Whatever, moving on. Done with this thread. Next thread. Done with the Chelsea Handler thread. I'm starting to get a little puke in my throat. I can't stand that thread anymore. Next thread. Moving on. I'm the cop who strip-searched Greta Thunberg. Following her arrest, ask me anything. Ooh, we got Hout. Greta getting carried. Greta Lowley getting carried by copperinos. Fuck yes. What a based photo opportunity. God. Look, there's little Greta smiling. Oh, little Greta smiling. Wow. Some anon was like, why is Greta smiling while she's getting arrested, guys? Because it's a fucking photo op, you dumb shit. Because it's a photo op. Look. This guy zoomed in on her pussy and it got banned. You can't post Greta pussy, dude. You can't post Greta pussy on here. It's a fold of fabric. And he got banned for that. The Jannies are really protecting Greta right now. It's all fake pop. There's a woman's dying in her crotch. That's great. That's so amazing. Dude, whatever Nam put this in Greta's pooper, you're the best. Did you touch her Nordic flower? I don't know, no one's even talking about the arrest. They're just talking about, they're sexualizing Greta. She's not even a lowly anymore. She's legal. No one cares. Greta, you're funny. It's funny to make fun of Greta and sexualize her. What happened to the guy that would make Greta into really hot girls? He would Photoshop Greta pictures, make her hot. So funny. What happened to that Fed? That was a Fed, right? That was definitely a Fed. That was 100% a Fed. Maybe he stopped getting paid. Maybe they fired him. Wow, that was a quick thread. Whatever. Next thread. Wow, that was an easy one. Penultimate thread. Wow, we're already here. We're already the penultimate thread, guys. We're already here. The before finale. Oh! This guy on my... I totally missed this, guys. Just before we get to the next thread. Recent comments. Guys, 1 month ago. You can't see. I better hide myself. Still can't fucking see. Holy shit. Doesn't even matter. Whatever. This episode with Ken. Ken's face episode. Oh, I love you, Ken. You're so handsome. We got right here these comments. Jay Weber says, you make a lousy atheist. Well, apparently I make a lousy Christian, so I must just be really bad at everything. Jesus Christ, save me. Jesus Christ, fucking save me. Jay Weber says, hey, who does the opening monologue about the past, the present, and the future? Oh, the thing I play at the beginning of every show.
Forged out of the past and into the present. Into the dream of the future.
Oh, I love that so much. That's actually from a Nova song. The song is called something Swing, I think. I don't know, something Swing. I have no idea what it's from. It's from some oldie time movie or something, I'm sure. It sounds awesome, though, so I played every episode. It's great. It describes the show perfectly. Hope that doesn't help you. Holy fuck, the 4chan advertising gave me a lot of... more podcast views randomly. Random. Like doubled my podcast views for the month. Random. Look at this graph line. This is normal. This is 4chan advertising. Crazy. Whatever. Next month we will get more advertising. That's all the advertising for this month. All my money is gone. Hiromut got all my advertising money. Oh well. Next month I'll more money for advertising. Next month I'll explain to you guys how the advertising works. I'll go into it in detail if you're curioso of how it works and how many clicks you get and how much money it costs, all that. We'll go into it. So you will know if you're curious how much these porn sites are paying 4chan to do their... These porn sites are paying 4chan a lot. I'll tell you that. They're paying them thousands of dollars, I bet. Wastes of money, in my opinion. Waste of money. Waste of fucking money. Okay. Airlines are checking vaccinated hearts if you want to work as a pilot. I'm so glad I never took the death shot. Picture is, the FAA has very quietly, tactically admitted that the EKGs of pilots are no longer normal. We should be concerned, very concerned. Oh, also, rich people want unvaxxed people to fly their private planes, by the way. why would that be happening? Why would that be happening? Why would they want unvaxxed pilots, guys? Why would they want those kinds of people? Pooh burned alive. Holy fuck. Pooh burned alive. Imagine live streaming your own death. Holy fuck, man. Holy fuck. La la la. Dude, he was smiling, looking out the window. Oh, what a great time. And I'm dead. Just like that. Just like that, man. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Put your head in between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye, buddy. People just post links to a bunch of stuff, you know, linking the vax to heart attacks. Duh, we already know that. We've known that for years. Years we've known this. Normies won't give a fuck. Dude, there's so many normies that are already saying, I don't care. It was wrong for you to not do it back then because you were doing it for the wrong reasons. It was the wrong intentions and stuff. It's like, what? I wanted to save children. You wanted to take away my rights because you were stupid. Like, fucking, I was trying to save people, you fuck. Like, you were trying to save people? I was trying to save people. I knew about the COVID before you did. I knew about the COVID months before it was even on mainstream news. We knew that N95 masks were the only masks that worked, and we were screaming it from the rooftops, and everyone was stupid, and it's like, no, every mask is the same. I can smell farts through this mask, so it protects me from COVID. I can smell farts, but it protects me from the COVIDs. I don't know. Fart particles are larger than COVID particles, but I can smell them, but it protects me. Do you understand, you fucking idiots? Fucking use farts to educate people. This guy loading a gun, is going to blow his brains out? Is this dude going to blow his fucking brains out? Please just blow your brains out right in the aisle. Wish I could make this video bigger. Is he going to blow his brains out right in the aisle? Nope, he just see. Oh no, he had a vax attack. It was a vax attack, sorry. He was looking through his wallet, I guess. I thought it was a gun, but it was just, he got out his wallet, he was looking through his wallet, then he had a vax attack. He had a vax attack. What do they see, guys? What do the vaxies see before they die? I assume it's them having a clot to their brain, and it's their brain not getting oxygen anymore. It's not getting oxygen or blood, so I assume they just see hallucinations because they're literally blacking out. Are they seeing demons? No, I just think they're having strokes, man. They're getting clots. Their blood is not reaching their brain, which is not good because when your brain doesn't get blood, it literally just starts dying immediately. It just dies. Your brain just dies and it never comes back. It's just gone. Bye, brain. Your brain tissue doesn't regenerate, guys. Sorry. It doesn't come back. It doesn't heal. It's gone. It's just gone forever. It's gone forever. Hope there wasn't a good memory in there. It's gone now. Don't know how that works. Just stuff is gone and you never know it was there in the first place. So I guess it doesn't really matter now that it's gone, right? It's just not there anymore. Don't worry about it. Oh, you want use of your left hand? Nope, gone. Sorry. Clot. Stroke. Sorry. Bye. People doing the magnet thing on the arm. I think there was something with that magnet thing, but I think it was only for like the Moderna and the AstraZeneca ones. I don't think it did it with the Pfizer vaccines. So I think there was only a very short period where this magnet shit actually worked, and it was for Moderna and AstraZeneca, I believe. Not Pfizer. Pfizer just fucks your DNA up from the inside out. You don't have to worry about magnetic arms. Okay, whatever. The pilots are having heart attacks caused by the vaccine. Next thread. That was simple. And they're trying to reclassify how they judge heart attacks or something so they can keep hiring these people. Or you have to take the vax to get a job, and then they get the vax. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant we need you to not have the vax to get a job. Oh, wait. We made you all take vax shots. Sorry. You're all going to die now. Sorry. Bye. What stage of grief do you think they're on? Denial, anger. They're in anger right now. They're in the anger stage. We're only in the second stage, really? Really? It's denial? God, you guys still can't fucking see it. Denial, anger. Oh, reality. Shut the fuck up. Your reality is dumbass as shit. The stages of grief is real. This is whatever. I'm gonna use this leftist. Just ignore the bottom where they're retarded and trying to state what reality is. You don't know what the fuck reality. This is your reality because you're taking 7 medications. And you don't know what the fuck's going on. Yes, this is your reality. Everything in every direction, sure. We don't even know what the fuck weighs up. Isn't this a great analogy to the leftist brain? But whatever. Let's go to actual facts. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. I would say right now we're in anger. We were in denial, now we're in anger. They're mad at us. Rah! I can't believe you got that's what we're at right now. Then they'll bargain with us. Then they'll bargain somehow. And after bargaining, they'll be depressed. They'll be very depressed. I think some people are going through these phases faster than others. But I'm just saying as a whole populace, I think right now we're in the anger stage, or the beginning of the anger stage. I think anger will spike a little bit and then we'll get into bargaining. Can't wait for that. Acceptance would be great as well. Maybe we'll just speed through these. Maybe we're farther along than I know. Whatever, finale thread. Finale thread of the day. Anonymous. Apu Apustaya. Be me at work today. Microwaving some noodles in the kitchen. Bit tasteless. Coworker walks in who I know slightly. Ask her if she has any onion sauce. Soy sauce. He said soy and it got name. Filtered to onions. Whenever you say soy on 4chan, it turns into onions. Spoilers. She's Chinese or Taiwanese or whatever. She glares at me like, what the fuck you think? Just because I'm Chinese, I carry soy sauce about my person at all times? No, she says and abruptly leaves. I am literally Hitler. Then he says, why is being a white male such a fucking minefield now? Everyone but us has a special fucking status. Do what every other white person does and just say you're not white. Say you're like Italian or something. Be like, I'm Native American. I'm 90% Native American. I mean, that's what all the white people are doing now. They take those DNA tests so that they can say they're not white. I mean, that's what those DNA tests are for. So they could be like, I'm not white. I'm African American. The stupid woman with Henry that wants to be president. Megan? Henry and Megan? Is it Megan? Is that her name? Meghan Merkel? Is it really Meghan Merkel? I thought Meghan Merkel was that super shaky leader. Oh, nope, it's Meghan Merkel. Yeah, that woman, her. That one right there, Meghan Merkel. Her. She's black, guys. This is a nigger, guys. This is a nigger. Guys, this is black. If you didn't know. If you didn't know that this is black. This is what black looks like. She's black here. This is black. If she's black, I'm fucking blacker than black. I'm Native American as fuck if she's black as fuck. I really am Native American, though. I'm really part Native American, kind of. My ancestors and stuff. I'm German. I'm Native American. Lots of things. Native American on my father's side. German on my mother's side, probably. Something like that. I'm a mutt. My whole family's mutts. Just get used to it. This America says, it's not even worth it to talk to anyone anymore. I don't know how you people go to these jobs where you have to communicate with coworkers and customers all day. Even just going outside for a walk is loaded to the brim with insults and microaggressions. Everyone is extremely hostile. You live in a leftist area. Go move to a rightoid area. It's better, I'm telling you. There's leftoids there still. They're miserable people. They're Karens mainly. A lot of Karens, really. And women. It's women. It's fucking women. It's fucking women. Just women and they're dumb. Why is it always, God, women? Just fuck, man. Remove women's right to vote, I'm telling you. Remove that right to vote. Please, I've woken up. I've learned. It's all their fault. It's all their fault. Stop voting, please. This Brit Bong says she absolutely did have some soy sauce. Reminds me of that scene from The Inbetweeners. Can I buy some drugs? Are you assuming I'm a drug dealer because I'm black? No, I just saw you selling some drugs and I want to buy some. Yeah, like, I just want some fucking soy sauce for my noodles, you dumb Chinese bitch. Give me some fucking soy sauce, you dumb bitch. Need some fucking soy sauce. Also, don't put soy sauce. I mean, look, soy sauce on your noodles is fucking delicious. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But just in a health sense, you're putting salt onto salt. Okay, you're putting salt onto salt. Those noodles are like 1,500 grams of or whatever of salt. Then you're putting more salt on it. Fuck, just sprinkle some more salt on top. Get lots of flavor. Just fucking A, man. I was eating a lot of those noodles and I went into the doctor. He's like, holy fuck, your sodium is off the charts. What have you been doing? Have you been changing anything? I'm like, I'm eating a lot of noodles lately. It's like, that's what it is. I'm like, okay, less noodles. lots of sodium. Just be careful. Those things are a fucking sodium bath, man. Be careful. Don't eat a lot. Don't eat too many of noodles. This American says, something fucking wrong with these non-whites. I have salt and pepper and spare dipping sauces plus soy sauce packets in my desk drawer. Wow. Desk drawer. Dude, he beat the word. He knew about the word filter. This guy's an old faggot. This guy's an old faggot and has knowledge to impart upon us. And I don't think that was the OP's point. I think the OP's point was that the bitch thought it was racist because he was asking for some fucking it's amazing how racism was gone and then Occupy Wall Street happened and somehow racism is back. I used to be able to ask for soy sauce and people didn't give a shit, but now they think I'm racist because racism is back or something. Apparently I'm racist again. I'm keeping slaves, I guess. Fuck, where are my slaves at? Where's my slave blowjobs? Fuck, my slave blowjobs. This American says you have to be vague with everything and never say, do you? Instead, say, do we? Because everyone is subconsciously collectivist trash. And never specify anything in particular. So you should have said, green text, do we have any sauce? And of course she would have had some and you would get it. Welcome to Clown World. Wow, that dude's probably right. If you would have said, do we have soy sauce? She would have been like, oh, I have some soy sauce. Let me go get it for you. Dude, that is so true. Holy fuck, what a way to navigate the conversation. Wow, dude, you're right. That OP knows the intricacies of the social web. Yes, yes. That's sad that it's like that now, yeah. Fuck individualism. We're in socialism now. Woo! Fuck, people keep saying we're in a capitalistic country. That's just wrong. We're in a corporate welfare socialist country right now. We're in socialism, silly gooses. We're in it. People, dude, we're in it. What do you think Social Security is? What do you think Social Security is? Where do you think these trannies are getting their fucking money from, guys? Do you think they're holding jobs? A lot of them are. A lot of them are getting Social Security. Because transgenderism is now a designated disability now. By the way. Just being a mere tranny gets you socialism money. And you can get it when you're young now, too. Did you know that? You know, you can get Social Security right now, even if you're not old. Did you know that? You just have to have a disability. Oh, you're a transgender? Oh, that's a disability. You're Social Security. It's that easy, guys. I mean, it's not that easy. It takes many years, actually, of applications, and you have to go see therapists. It's dumb. You have to jump through hoops in their stupid, slow-ass system of socialism. It's socialism, so of course it could take you 10 years to get that Social Security, but then when you get it, you're good. That's socialism. Welcome to socialism. Oh, you need heart surgery? That'll be 20 hours. Just sit in this room for 20 hours and maybe we'll get to you before you die. Maybe we'll get there. That's great. We'll just end on that. That Anon's words of wisdom about everything is we now because we're a collectivist mentality or something. It's crazy. Words of wisdom on 4chan. I love it. I love 4chan. I love all of you. I guess we could close the day off with some comments again. Why not? Ariel F. says, when I was in school, there was a thing called a paddle. Yes, in the public school that worked on the elementary grades. A fucker like that yelling at the teacher in his face like a psychotic demon spawn would have been wrestled right out of the school, right to the state juvie with a state trooper escort. Okay, first off, When I was going to school, they were phasing the paddle out, okay? So, like, when I was going to school, it was, like, the in-between between beating children and not beating children. It was, like, the fine edge of... They had just graduated into not beating children, okay? And it worked pretty good, actually. You don't need to beat children, okay? It works, kind of, but it's the poor man's discipline. It's the discipline for dumbass, retarded niggers, okay? It's what niggers can use to discipline their child effectively, okay? It works, but, you know, you don't need to do it, and you could do it in a better, you know, wider way. You could do it wider, is all I'm saying. You could be wider about this. It's kind of nigger mentality to beat your child with a paddle. Just saying. That aside, yes, back then... With the paddle, yes, I mean, it all makes sense, you know, when the child speaks up against you, yeah, you smack them with the paddle a couple of times, you spank them in front of the class, everyone gets the point, they get, you know, gets across, okay? But also, you got to understand, this was a time where children were, there was no television, there was no cell phones, there was no video games, there was no entertainment like we have today. The children's entertainment was running around town being crazy lunatics fucking with the adults, okay? That was their entertainment. So of course, I mean, it's just gonna be a rowdy rougher. We're gonna have to use the paddle sometimes because these are wild children that are just, they're chaotic animals, okay? I get it, but we're in a civilized society full of Jewish entertainment now that we could, you know, brainwash our children with. So just sit them in front of that telephone and boom, you don't have to worry about them crawling off around the walls anymore. But again, hitting a child with a paddle is not the same as, like, punching a kid in the face randomly with a cheap shot. I don't know. I'm like, you better leave the room. You better leave the room. Oh, cheap shot. I don't know. It's kind of low even for a nigger to cheap shot a child. I don't know, man. I don't know. Why is it always niggers and cheap shots? Yes. So the new school board, Jews, and the SJWs pushed to ban corporal punishment, allow Ebonics in the classroom to reach the disadvantaged, speaking in their language was thought to help them. Fuck the kids on the reservation. They're not allowed to speak up in their ancient language, but niggers could speak some weird, unintellectual, fat-lipped slang babble-bobble they make up. You finna taking on the nigger language? You finna taking on the nigger language? You figured that take do. I can't even do it, man. I can't even do Ebonics. Why the fuck do they talk like that? Fucking niggas. I once walked the hall of my daughter's high school and heard this noise coming from the classrooms. I took her out of school and enrolled her in a GED at 16. She was the fuck out of there. Did you see? You went into school and you just heard the Ebonics everywhere. Like, holy, like they were teaching Ebonics. Dude, if I went to my public school and they were teaching Ebonics, I would literally be like, what the fuck is this waste of money? What are you doing? You're teaching my child to be bad at English, you dumb nigger. You dumb nigger. Why would I reduce my child's intellect like that? Why would I do such a thing? I'm gonna go have it read some Shakespeare, you dumb piece of shit. I mean, fuck your class. I will just have my child read Shakespeare every night. That would be far better than your Ebonics class. Fuck off. You're right. You did well to homeschool your child. Well done, parent. Well done. Miss Bliss says, we got the cane. 6 canes across the hand. One of my kids in our group was Aboriginal. He'd eat his sandwich like Kenny in South Park, then run off down the oval and start throwing rocks at us, so we'd chuck rocks back. The look on the teacher's face when she saw us white kids chucking rocks at the poor black kid was pure disgust. Tried to explain it was a game to the school principal, zero malice. Covered in welts from the kid's rocks, being a coon he had a good throwing arm, then we got canned 6 times across the hand. Little fucker did it constantly at lunchtime. That little black nigger got you guys in trouble. I got a story about a rock in school. When I was in middle school, I got bullied so much, guys. I got bullied so much in middle school. One time there was this time I was out on the playground because we had recess. It was kind of a rainy day, but it was like, I don't know, it was sunny, but kind of rainy in the morning. You know when it's like rainy in the morning, but then it's sunny out and it's like a beautiful day? It was kind of like that. Okay, anyways, I'm out in the schoolyard playing, walking in the grass. Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's sunny. There's trees around me. The birds are singing. Lou's out in the beautiful frolic of nature, having a great time. Lou, hey, Lou. Over here, Lou! Lou, over here! Lou turns around, oblivious to danger, just turns around. He was relaxing. That Lou was relaxing. What a fool. What a fucking idiot. That Lou relaxed. But then Lou turned around, and in the next second, Lou was on the ground. What happened? Lou was on the, was standing 1 second, turned around on the ground the next second. What happened? Oh, he's clutching his eye. Well, fucking spick child who was in the grade above me threw a fucking mud ball that had a rock inside of it. It was a mud ball with a literal rock in it. Oh, and he was a good shot because he hit me right in the fucking eyeball, guys. Right in the fucking eye with that mud ball. I was screaming and wailing, and they called me into the nurse's office, and the kid was trying to get me to calm down, but dude, you threw a fucking rock into my eyeball, okay? I'm fucked up. So they washed out all the mud, and my eye was all fucked up, and I had to go to the doctor, and I don't know, I had to put stuff on it for like 2 weeks. It was all fucked up for like 2 weeks because of that fucking spick. But I was a child, so it healed. I had supernatural child healing, so that was good. That was a long rant. Yeah, I got hit with the mud ball, and it fucked my eyeball up. And I went to the eye doctor, and I don't know, just had some scratches on it, but it fixed itself. It was all good. Wooker says, Tim Pool literally said he took the vax on his podcast. I don't know which episode. I bet he did, man. I bet he did. I'm sure he did. He probably deleted it by now. Or had someone in the staff do it. Dude was definitely leading on his viewers, or making it seem like he took the vax, or in a roundabout way. I remember him talking about doctors and how people should trust them and shit or something. I don't know. It sounded vax hesitant, but it also sounded like he took it. So I don't know. It was very lead on-y. Miss Bliss says, the big chimp is teaching the little chimp a pretty big lesson in life, if you ask me. Good teacher. The choker is a disguise to distract from the Adam's apple. The Adam's apple. I didn't think about that. Yeah, the choker does hide the Adam's apples. Yeah. I think it's more a fetish thing. I think it's their owner tells them to put it on. I think that's more what it's about. It shows their ownership. They're owned by somebody. I think that's the real meaning behind it. I was being kind of sarcastic. Guys, I'm really sarcastic in my show, and I kind of just say shit randomly. Sometimes I play stupid a bit. I'm just pretending to be stupid, guys. I'm just pretending to be stupid. Pretending to be stupid. I don't know. Did the big chimp teach the little chimp a lesson? I don't think any lesson was taught to that child that day. I think that child only learned bad morals that day. I mean, only bad mentality was reinforced in that child's being that day. Nothing good came of that fight. No discipline was put into that child. That child was not helped that day. So I don't really agree. Sorry, Miss Bliss. I get what you're saying. I get it, but I don't agree. I don't think anything good came of that. On any side, in anybody's direction. And I think there is good beat down times. There is a good time to beat kids down and stuff. I just don't know if that was the time. I don't know. And the way he did it, he just kind of cheap shotted the kid. I mean, he should have told the kid to hit him first. And then he would have been semi-justified, but he just hit the kid straight up. I don't know. Rolling and Flying says, I doubt there's any positive value in sending someone to learn in that environment. I assume you mean the nigger school, that it's school full of niggers. Well, it's called segregation. Willing segregation. And the blacks love it. The blacks hate whitey. I mean, we just admit that niggers are different than whites, and they're more animalistic and chimpy. And they need their own schools are really bad. They need whites to succeed. Just put them in with whites and fuck whites up a little bit, but at least you get your chimp levels go down, at least. Cure for COVID links me the Stack Overflow thing to fix the YouTube sizes. Dude, I tried. It just doesn't work. I don't know what's going on. It works in the actual web page. Like, if I do this web page and I move the window around, it'll resize it perfectly like it's supposed to. But when I pull it up in the mobile version of the site, it's too big. It's like oversized and fucked up. It doesn't work right. It doesn't fucking work right. There's this thing, but I don't know. I can't really use JavaScript. I don't know. I need HTML. I just... It's too complicated. I don't want to look it up. I don't care. I'm too lazy. Too fucking lazy to fix it. Oh, well, sorry. Oh, we got two down dudes this episode. I know who that was. That was you. That was you, Open Mind, wasn't it? That was you because I shield. Oh, well. I get... Whatever, man. It's my Jewish DNA. There's Jewish DNA in there somewhere, I'm telling you. It's on the female side of my family, but sometimes it just, I don't know. Sometimes it irks its little nose out. Followed for Tanya profile picture. Of course, channel's called fucking Pole News Network. Great intro sequence. Well, thank you, Anon. Thank you. Thank you for following. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for commenting. Pole News Central says, caller hides the Adam apple. Well, thank you, Pole News Central. Thank you for posting, little sprout. Thank you. Thank you, newbie sprout. Thank you for joining. Daddy's data dumper says, I beat the drafting teacher to a pulp my last day of school. He put his hands on me. I put him through the glass door and stomped on his face. Teachers are pussies. many such cases, bro. Many such cases. This kid in my middle school pissed on my teacher's chair. My math teacher was such an asshole. Everyone thought he was an asshole. And his class was the worst class, and it was so boring. And this kid literally pissed on his chair. He took his chair outside and pissed on it. It was funny as fuck, man. Got expelled from the school. Got kicked out of the school for that one. That one he got kicked. He had a bad family. That was sad, really. It was sad. He had a bad home. He came from a bad home. Everyone knew it, too. Kid, like, I knew it as a kid. He had a bad home. I mean, how bad is your fucking home when a kid knows your home's a bad home? That's bad. Fucked for that kid. The dad was probably a drunkard. Drank that liquid Jew a little too much. Beat his child a little too much. You know what I'm saying? And then the kid pisses on the math teacher's chair because he gets yelled at by the math teacher one too many times. He doesn't want to do fucking math. Teacher's getting beat at home. He doesn't want to do math at school, okay? He has to do this stupid boring ass shit. And you tell him to go do math homework while his dad beats his ass? Fuck you. Fuck you, teacher. Probably deserved that piss on the chair, honestly. You were kind of an asshole to all of us. Okay, guys, that's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a great day. Goodbye.